of the website, we get emails from around the globe. I want to read this to you because I think this will back it up. I'm not going to mention the firm. I work at one of Wall Street's top three firms as a senior trader on an equity futures desk. We execute orders for large institutional clients, often via basket orders directly in the equity market or via the futures market. About a year ago, our desk began getting orders from a new client to execute abnormally large orders in the equity futures market. These orders had several interesting characteristics. First, they were not daily or even weekly, but every few months only. Second, the senior manager of our entire department takes these orders directly, then walks over and quietly relays them to our desk. No one, and I mean no one, except our manager, is permitted to speak to the client. After the first few tickets, I asked if I could meet or at least speak to the client, since we were writing some unusually large tickets and making a lot of money off them. I was told no, very firmly, and without explanation, which is highly unusual since I'm a senior member of the desk and usually meet new clients before anyone else does. Also, this client has no name or even a letter code, which some clients use when they want to maintain anonymity. At the end of the day, our manager goes into our order management system and personally moves the client executions out of our desk accounts. This is highly unusual and has never happened with any other client in the many years I've worked here. One last unusual thing is that this client's orders are never price sensitive. We are given a market order to execute without regard to the price we pay, and the orders are notable for their size. Each time, they have moved the market significantly. Every instinct I've developed as a trader on Wall Street for the past decade tells me that this is not a regular client such as a hedge fund or a mutual fund. The fact that this client is only active every few months and at levels in the market that Wall Street views as important technically, almost always near the bottom of a range, tells me that it may be appropriate to talk about the possibility that it is government intervention. I have no idea if intervention in the equity markets is legal here or not. I do know it happens in Japan openly. But if it is in fact happening here, there are several important implications beyond just supporting the stock market that should be debated publicly. The desk at our firm that handles insider trades has been executing many more sell orders than buy orders recently. When we get a large buy program to execute, it certainly makes it easier for those insiders to sell. Is the public's money being used indirectly by the government to buy stocks while corporate insiders are selling? How many of these insiders are from companies with Enron-like problems that have yet to be discovered? Another issue that is relevant is the timing of these orders in relation to current events. Can they be used to boost the stock market just prior to an election, for example, after a president's speech, during a war? Who is the secret client on the other end of the phone? What are his motivations, and what are his limits? If this client is who my instincts tell me it may be, I think it is imperative that these types of questions start to be debated in the public domain. Got another email today. This is Tuesday, the day of the Sodom rumor, and I'm not going to mention who this is, but it is from the chief economist of a major European conglomerate. He writes, "We were called in our Brussels office by a U.S. broker exactly 1 minute after the market spiked on rumors that Sodom was caught. It appears that these rumors were unfounded. How can one organize that the whole market is made to believe at the very same time around the world that something happened in Iraq? Is this orchestrated? This cannot be a coincidence. I am completely puzzled by today's market movements. Looking at the technical indicators, the market is strongly overbought. There is a big inconsistency between the dollar move, weaker against the euro, and the equity markets. But in absence of fresh money entering the market, I am really wondering who is buying. Rebalancing and short covering have been taking place already. This is, of course, typically a rally that is hurting the bearish managers and forcing them to buy to get neutral versus their benchmark, another stupid byproduct of the bubble years. You have to buy for a pension fund or insurer, even though you think it's a bad investment decision. Finally, the markets are said to be cheering because Greenspan's prostate problems are benign. Well, I'm glad for him, of course, and that Bush wants to lengthen his term. But is this really good news for the U.S. economy in the long run and for U.S. financial markets? I think you know the answer. Well, John?
You know,